Coming up on today's Locked On Angels, we have the ultimate guide to post-game food in Anaheim and drinks. Plenty of great spots open late in the Anaheim area. That's all coming up right now on Locked On Angels.
You are Locked On Angels, your daily Los Angeles Angels podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And thanks for making Locked On Angels your first listen of the day every single day. I'm Steve Granato, your host. You can follow me on Twitter at Steve Granato, G-R-A-N-A-D-O. As I mentioned just a second ago, we have our post-game food and drink guide from around Angel Stadium, Honda Center, Disneyland, all this area right here. We have every good spot you can hit up on a late night on any given day. If you missed our pre-game spots, that was on yesterday's episode. I will link it in the episode description here on YouTube. And of course, if you're listening audio-wise, you can just scroll back one more episode and check out yesterday's episode, the pre-game guide, which had tons of great spots. So let's go ahead and dive in. We are going to talk about post-game food, as I mentioned, first. So we'll do post-game food. In the second segment, we're going to lay out our post-game drink guide, the good spots to get drinks from around the area, late-night drinks after a game. And then we'll wrap it up with some sweet treats, some sweet stuff. You can go with some ice cream and things like that in the area that's open a little bit later. So let's go ahead and hop right into it. Let's jump into post-game food. So there's a couple of places here that I wanted to highlight. A couple of these are fairly newer. The first one I want to talk about is not going to be a place that's going to blow your socks off, but this is, I'm directly trying to target the people who have a commute after the game. So you don't live in the Anaheim area, but you want something to eat right after the game, something you could just eat in the car on your drive home. Maybe you live in like Irvine or somewhere in Los Angeles where you need to drive a half an hour or something, and you want to get something to eat, but you don't want like McDonald's or a fast food or anything like that. There's this newer place that opened within the last year. And again, this isn't going to blow your socks off, but for the value, it's great. This place is called Italia. It's a pizza place that is right down the street. It is not far whatsoever. It is right down the street. Italia, it's on Catella, right by the 5 freeway on Catella and Hayster. It is right there. There's a little eating center right there as well with like a Luna Grill and a Habit and stuff. But right across the street is this little place called Italia. Again, it's not a pizza that's going to blow your socks off, but they sell it by the slice, and that's the best thing. So if you're looking for a late night slice of pizza, this is going to be the spot to go. I haven't been able to find a ton of really good pizza in the Anaheim area. I've tried multiple places, but not all of them have really panned out. But if you're looking for a single slice of pizza really close to the stadium, you're not going to go wrong with Italia. Again, it's only a couple of bucks. They have some other things, and it's hot and fresh and ready to go. They make it rather quickly. They have some carryout deals as well, and there's also like a little mini mart nearby that if you want to grab like a Gatorade or a water or something for the road, this is going to be the spot. So Italia, in case you didn't check out our pregame guide, everything is going to be linked down below or in the episode description on our audio side. Don't worry, you can click on this a little bit later. So yeah, that's Italia. Good late night pizza. They close at 2 a.m. Typically close on 2 a.m. Some nights they close at 11. So any game day, as long as it's not an extra any game or something that goes super long, you're probably going to be able to get to this place and it's going to be open. So again, that's Italia on Catella and Hayster. Okay, this is probably my favorite one in the area. It's a little bit more of a drive. It's not super far. These aren't going to be like the pregame spots where they're all really, really close to the stadium. These are a little bit further out, nothing more than 15 minutes though. So this place is called Nguyen's Kitchen. It is like a newer Vietnamese place that I'm super into. I keep going to this place. I keep going for lunch. I keep going for dinner. Like, I find any excuse to go to Nguyen's Kitchen. It's on Main Street, southeast of the stadium. It's a couple of minutes away. It's not super far away, but a few minutes away. It's Nguyen's Kitchen on Main Street between Culver and Providence. This is in Orange. So if you keep going south, you get to the Main Place Mall in Santa Ana. So you're right around there in that area, about less than 10 minutes away from the stadium. It is heading south just north of the freeway there. They are open super, super late. So if you're looking for a sit-down spot, and albeit with pretty rough parking, it's going to be hard to find parking in this spot. They have a very small parking lot. But they don't close until 2:30 in the morning. So if you're looking for a place to hang out with friends and have something to eat, they have shareable plates and stuff like that too, like fries and stuff like that. But some of my favorite things to get there are the grilled pork rice bowl. Really, really good. Really fresh and like light. It's not going to weigh you down. That's what I really like about this place is you can eat it. It's like indulgent enough, but it's not going to weigh you down for the rest of the night. They have this a garlic noodle dish, which is really good. And then they have something, if you're looking for a little something different, they have this crawfish pasta there that's pretty darn good. It's like kind of Cajun-y and has a little bit of a kick. It's a little hot, but it's pretty good. It's like hot but has that flavor still. So like your mouth's kind of watering and you want to keep going for more and more and more. So again, those are the grilled pork rice bowl, garlic noodles, and the crawfish pasta are some of my favorites there. Nguyen's Kitchen in Orange on Main Street between Culver and Providence. There's a bunch of food on Main Street in Orange. So you could drive up and down that road and you find a couple of spots. And there's like a teriyaki spot and there's a burger place. There's a little diner there and stuff. So there's some stuff down that way. But Nguyen's Kitchen is my favorite in that area. The next one you probably have heard of, but again, we're trying to reach out to people who have not been to Angel Stadium before as well. That way they can find this and find what they're looking for. There's this place, of course, called Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. One of the best places in Southern California. It's a smaller chain, a couple of restaurants, most of them in Los Angeles. This is the only one in Orange County. It's here in Anaheim on Harbor and Orangewood, down the street from Disneyland. Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. If you've never had chicken and waffles, I mean, this is the standard right here. Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles is a good spot. They close at 10 on the weekdays, so it might be hard to get there on like a Wednesday or Thursday night game. But on Friday and Saturday, they don't close until midnight. So you'll have a better chance to get there post-game fireworks, or, you know, after the game on Friday nights. Again, this is Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. I usually get the SCO's mix. I like putting gravy, syrup, and hot sauce on my chicken and waffles. This is super, super indulgent. If you're looking for super indulgent food that is like under $15, Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles is a spot. Really good. You can't go wrong here. You know, friendly staff, and there's indoor seating, outdoor seating, and it usually gets pretty packed, so be ready to wait. But this place is legit, and you know, if you're a SoCal native, and you know Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, it's for sure. Okay, and then the last one I wanted to highlight here is a place that I actually just tried for the first time. It's called Tacos Los Cholos. It's on State College, just up the street from Angel Stadium. It's about 5 minutes away from the ballpark. So a little backstory. This place for me, I have tried to go to multiple times, but every time I go, the line is super long. So that's good one, right? That's when you know that a place is really good. I finally got to try it today as of this recording for the first time, and it was pretty good. It usually closes at 11 or 1 a.m., and then Sundays it closes at 10. But any day, typically, as long as you're getting out of the ballpark at a decent hour, you're going to be able to get to this place. These are some of the best tacos that I've had in the area, for sure. I love tacos. I go get tacos regularly, and this is some of the best that I've had. I got the ribeye taco, which is a little pricier. I mean, it's a good cut of meat, so that was like $7 for that one. But most of their lower-end tacos, like their average, you know, asadas and your boils and all that, are going to be $3, just under $3. I got the costilla one, too, which is a pork. And it's great. I really enjoyed it. Delicious, good salsa, good kick, fresh cilantro and onion. They're barbecuing all the meat outside in the back, so you see the smoke rising and stuff, and you can smell it. It's legit. And I went there right when it opened at 11 a.m. on a Wednesday, and it was packed already. There was a line out the door already. I was the second person in line, thankfully. I got there about 10 minutes before they opened, just by luck. And then I was like, you know what? I'm finally going to try this place. Yeah, there's a reason why this place is hard to get into and is a line. So be prepared to wait. It's going to be a while. It took me about 20 minutes to get my food, and I was like the third or second person in line. So it's going to be a wait, but the wait was worth it. It was delicious, and you can't go wrong. Again, this is Tacos Los Cholos on State College, 5 minutes north of Angel Stadium. It's right next to like a car wash by Albertsons. It's great. For that money, by the way, too, across the street, there is a wing place. This might be a pregame spot, but there's a wing place if you're looking for good wings in Anaheim. I think it's called Wings Factory. I just remembered right now. So there's a good wing spot right there, too. But Tacos Los Cholos, yeah, it was pretty legit. I definitely liked it. And tell me if you like these spots. There's plenty more in the area. Not a ton of late night food right here in the area that isn't like a fast food or a chain, but these are some of the smaller ones that I really dug. So sound off in the comments if you have any more that you like, or you can hit me up on Twitter at Locked On Angels or at Steve Granato. All right, next, it's time to grab some post-game drinks. We're telling you the best places to grab a post-game drink right by Angel Stadium or within 15 minutes. But before we get to that, this episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why would you endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning while you wait for the person behind the counter to order the parts on their computer? It's such a mess, and it's super annoying, right? You have access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why would you choose to spend 30, 50, or even sometimes 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or a car dealership? Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years, and their prices are reliably low for every customer. Go to their easy-to-use website today and find the solution to your auto parts needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us section, and they'll know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. All right, back here on Locked On Angels, as promised, we're going to tell you some post-game drink spots. There isn't like a bar district right by Angel Stadium like there is in some other cities and other ballparks, so you kind of have to go a little bit of ways to find some drink spots. There's some bars. I'm not a big bar person in this area. They're kind of smaller bars, but there are definitely some breweries. If you caught our pregame episode, then of course you've heard about some of these things. There's some other spots though. However, we did take a poll here on our Locked On Angels Twitter account, and the best pre-post fan spot was Golden Road. That's immediately by the ballpark. So we'll talk about Golden Road here a little bit. Again, I don't want to get too in the weeds here. We talked about that on our pregame show, or our pregame episode rather. But it's right across the street again on Catella and State College. It is right there across the street from Angel Stadium. So if you are walking, if you're in a nearby hotel, this is going to be probably the best option for you for a post-game spot. Golden Road, go there before the game, go after the game. It's a good spot. I've gone after and I've gone before, and I like it both times. It's usually filled with Angels fans. So if you're into that kind of thing and you want the fan atmosphere continuing after the game, Golden Road's going to be your spot for sure. But there's some other spots that are a little bit further away. By the way, Golden Road does close at 11:30 on Friday and Saturday. So you have about an hour after the game to get a drink and maybe some late night food. But a little bit further away, this one is a little bit smaller. It's called Bottle Logic. This is another brewery that's pretty close. It's off La Palma, west of Kramer, right by the 91 freeway. So it is right about, 10 to 15 minutes away. It's not very far. You might get some Angels fans in this area as well. It's called Bottle Logic. It's a smaller place. It usually has a food truck, mostly outdoor. There is some indoor, and you can actually drink like with all like the barrels and stuff in there. It's a pretty cool spot. There's not TVs, so it's not really like geared towards sports. I think there was like one TV in there, but it's not like a sports bar or anything like that. But it's pretty cool. I do like Bottle Logic. It's fun. It's fairly big for the area. It's an industrial park, and they'll usually have a food truck there, especially on the weekends. So you can probably get some late night food if you're in this. If you want to go down the street from Bottle Logic, though, there's a bigger place, massive place called Brewery X. If you've never been to Brewery X, it's a great time. It's super fun. This place closes at midnight, and it's, again, just down the street here from Bottle Logic, about 15 minutes away on La Palma still, off the 91 freeway. The best thing to get here if you're looking for food is the pizza. They usually have food trucks here, or actually they always have food trucks there. There's food trucks. There's tons of seating. There's an indoor area and an outdoor area. But Brewery X is cool. They even have some Angels attire there. That's like the Brewery X logo. It's pretty cool. So I definitely dig Brewery X. I go there for dinner sometimes. I go there to watch Laker games sometimes. It's a cool spot. And they all have bands. It's a super chill vibe. I really like Brewery X. So if you've never been to Brewery X, I got to imagine this might be a cool spot too if the Angels are in the postseason to watch some postseason baseball. I imagine Brewery X would be a total hotspot for that kind of thing. So check out Brewery X. Again, it's on La Palma right off the 91 freeway. Little bit back towards the stadium now. This is only a few minutes down the road. There's this place called Unsung Brewery. I like Unsung. This place closes at 11 p.m. on the weekday, so it might be a little tough to get there after a weekday game, but they close at midnight on Friday and Saturday. So on a weekend game, you can definitely go here and have an hour or two at Unsung Brewery. This place has really bad cell phone service inside, really weirdly enough, but they have, it's all like superhero comic book, nerd culture, like kind of thing going on at Unsung. So they have comics, they have some like board games and things like that if you're into that kind of thing. They have indoor and outdoor seating. They have a ton of beers that are all pretty good. I definitely like this place. And what's cool about this little spot is it's right by the Anaheim Packing House, which if you're in the area, you definitely know about the Packing House. But right here, there's also like this is like a subset of the Packing House. There's a barbecue place in here. And there's also this place, I think you pronounce it Paley Wine. I'm not actually sure. But if you're looking for wine after the game, I've never been here. I'm not really a wine person. But if you're looking for wine, that is an option here. This also closes at midnight on the weekends. So you can hang out right here in this spot and you're going to have a good time. I definitely have a good time. It's a lot more low key. You might not get a ton of Angels fans in this area. It's a little bit, not too far away from the Angel Stadium, but it's down the street and it's going to be a couple of minutes away. But I definitely like this place. Unsung is super fun. Right here on the street as well, just down the street, like just a minute away, is this place called Modern Times. I've actually never gone to Modern Times, but it's fairly new, just opened within the last year of this recording. They close at 11 on Friday and Saturday, so kind of a tough one. This might be a great spot for a post-day game. So if you're going there after a Sunday game, this would probably be the one to go to. It's Modern Times on Anaheim Boulevard and Water. It's 7 minutes away from Angel Stadium. They have a pool. So if you want to go in the pool, like this is like a July day, you know, midsummer, you can go into the pool. You can bring your kids. And they actually just opened up a little cafe next door. It's pretty big, pretty cool spot. It looks fun. Again, I haven't actually had a chance to go there yet, but if you want to check out Modern Times, it's Leisure Town. It's a, you know, a bit of a chain, but it looks pretty cool. And yeah, let me know if you like that spot. And again, this is for people who have never been to the area. And are coming to Angel Stadium or Disneyland or Honda Center for the first time, you can't go wrong. If you're looking to party after the game, downtown Fullerton. It's a little bit further away, about 15, 20-ish minutes sometimes if you hit traffic. So it's a little bit further away, but this is the main bar district in this area. So go downtown Fullerton. It's near the colleges, so it's a younger crowd. There are some spots that are a little bit older, skew a little bit older. If you're looking to get a post-game drink or mixed drinks and stuff like that, like this is the spot to go to downtown Fullerton. Again, this, if you're looking to party a little bit more and go till 2 a.m., this is where you need to go. They have multiple bars down there, so you can find one that's totally trying to fit for your vibe. For me, I like Roscoe's the most. This is not Roscoe's and Chicken Waffles, a totally different Roscoe's, but I like Roscoe's. It's a deli during the day and up until like 9 or 10 p.m. So if you want to get a sandwich, I like the Big Mikey here. It's my favorite sandwich there. I always get it when I can. But yeah, this is where I like to hang out is Roscoe's after game. There's an outdoor area. There's an indoor area. They usually have a live band, which is pretty cool. It skews a little bit older, typically. Middle age is typically there, but you know, as it gets later, it skews a little bit younger. So, but there's plenty of spots. Check out all of them in downtown Fullerton and see which ones you like. For my money, I like Roscoe's. Some places to look out for. We mentioned these in our pregame episode, but in case you missed that, Roxy's is right across the street from Angel Stadium. This just opened as of this week of this record. So Roxy's is going to be open a little bit later if you want to check that place out. And then a new one coming right where the old Hooters was, the exact same building, Salida. It's tacos and margaritas. Again, to hear more about that, that's more in our pregame episode, but we don't know. Salida isn't opened. Roxy's just opened. So check those out if you're interested. See what's going on with those. Again, everything is linked in the episode description. You can always check them out. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about sweet treats, where you can save your sweet tooth after the game. But before we get to that, this episode is brought to you by Bet Online. We're back and better than ever, a new web interface for the start of the basketball season and more props, odds, and lines than ever before are now available on Bet Online. It remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. You can head to the new updated desktop or mobile website and sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. All you got to do is use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive that bonus. That's Locked On. Basketball, football, postseason baseball, NHL, boxing, and UFC, all the way to Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for 2021. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, back here for our final segment on Locked On Angels. Let's talk sweet treats in the area not too far away. There's a couple of them that I like to go to, two in particular, and one that just very recently opened up. Let's talk about one of my favorites. It's a local chain that is in this area in North Orange County that I absolutely love. It's called La Michoacana. It is a little, like, kind of like a bodega style mini mart and ice cream spot. I love these places. There's a bunch of them. The one I go to is on Orangewood and Harbor, right by Roscoe's that we talked about, Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. But this is the one I like to go to. They have soft serve ice cream, and they have what's called paletas. If you don't know what paletas are, it is a Mexican style of ice cream, kind of like a pop bar or that kind of ice cream on a stick. I love them. My favorite is strawberry. I love they have like strawberry and cream. They have some more Mexican flavors. They're all like fruit based. So they have fresh fruit inside. They're so good. They're so sweet and so like refreshing. So hot day after a hot day game, La Michoacana is going to be the best bet. I love La Michoacana. There's a bunch of them. Again, I'll link the one that I personally go to, but there's a bunch of them in the area all the way down into Santa Ana and stuff. So you can find these anywhere. They close at midnight during the weekdays, and they close at 2 in the morning on Friday and Saturday. So if a safe bet, you're going to be able to get to a La Michoacana while it's still open. Even the one I go to actually serves sandwiches too. So if you want to get a sandwich and an ice cream, if you need, you know, something to fill your stomach, and they have chips and things like that and Gatorades and all that kind of stuff. So I love La Michoacana. There's a new spot that I want to tell you about. This is on Anaheim Boulevard, right on Broadway. So right by the Packing House, again, about 7 to 10 minutes away from Angel Stadium. It's called OMG. Just open. I just saw it the other day. I actually just had it last night for the first time, or 2 nights ago for the first time. And it's just like an ice cream macaron spot. I think they have boba in there too. Might be a cool spot to check out, but this is going to be a day game only because they close at 9 p.m. So this is a post-Sunday day game. Go to OMG. There's also like a chimney cake spot down the street, not too far away. It's also kind of this indulgent kind of Instagram-y spot if you like that kind of thing. But yeah, OMG seems pretty cool. I had we're recording this here in October. So I had a pumpkin pie ice cream that was very pumpkin pie. But yeah, it was pretty cheap, $3 for a scoop. So I wasn't too mad about the price, and it's pretty good. So check out OMG. I liked it. It's right next to like an Arco gas station. But the one that I really do love, like with all my heart and soul, and if I'm totally going to indulge myself in ice cream, Han's Homemade Ice Cream. This place is, again, probably a day game spot. They close at 9 p.m. Han's Homemade is so good. It's in the Packing House and is probably next to Georgia's, which is a restaurant in there, my favorite thing in the Packing House. Han's Homemade is so delicious. Less than 10 minutes away. Every flavor I've had there is good, but my favorite is the raspberry cheesecake. Dude, it is legitimately one of the best ice creams I've ever had. I love this place. Any excuse to get to Han's Homemade, I go there. It's really, really good. Not expensive, but not cheap. Kind of right there in the middle ground. But Han's Homemade, man, if you haven't been, it's really creamy, really indulgent. They give you a good portion. They have like waffle cones and stuff. I always just get a a scoop or two. But oh, I love Hanzo Maid. And just thinking about it, I want to go again. But if you have any other sweet treats, any drink spots, or any food recommendations, please let me know on Twitter at Locked On Angels, at Steve Granado, G-R-A-N-A-D-O. Or of course, if you're watching on our YouTube channel, which by the way, for our audio listeners, you should check out our YouTube channel. That way you can save this episode. So once the season comes around, you know which spots to hit up. That's Locked On Angels on YouTube. But if you're on our YouTube channel, drop the comments down below and let everybody know where you like to go around Angel Stadium, Honda Center, and Disneyland right here in the Anaheim area. Don't forget to give us a phone call as well to be a member of the show if you would like. 714-409-6396. Do you like these spots? Again, let me know over voicemail. Don't forget to check out my merch line. It is available now over on Redbubble. It's called 27 Merch. It's always linked in the show notes in the episode description. We have multiple designs, the 27 logo, the Just the Halo logo, and of course our new one, Rory's Words, paying homage to the 2002 Never Say Die Angels. That's all available right now on Redbubble. Please support my local brand. I really like it. I think it's cool stuff. You should check it out. If you like this podcast and you want to check out other podcasts that I have, I had an 8-part docu-series about baseball and Latin baseball players in particular. It's called Our Game, O-U-R-G-A-M-E, examining the Latin contributions to American baseball. We asked the question, who is the Latino Jackie Robinson? And it got really, really complicated. 8-part docuseries available on podcast platforms everywhere. If you want to check something out completely different that has nothing to do with baseball, but you like the way I do things, it's called another podcast I have called Movies I Should Have Watched that comes out every single Wednesday. My best friend Alex and I are watching a bunch of older movies that we have never seen, and we're seeing if they hold up. Movies like Jaws or Gone with the Wind or B-Movie or 500 Days of Summer. We've covered over 40 movies at this point. We're coming up on a year of this podcast, so there's guaranteed to be a movie that you have seen, like, or are interested in. It's a lot of fun over there. Again, it's called Movies I Should Have Watched, available also on podcast platforms everywhere. I want to thank you for making Locked On Angels your first listen of the day. For your second listen of the day, go listen to Locked On MLB with Paul Francis Sullivan. It's going to get you through the postseason and anything that you need in baseball. He's bringing you his unique perspective on the major leagues past and present. It's available for free on all platforms. All right, that's going to wrap it up for our food guide around Angels Stadium, Honda Center, and Disneyland. Thanks so much for checking us out, guys. We drop episodes every single day here on YouTube and audio platforms everywhere. So check us out any day. Subscribe, like, all that good stuff. Give us a rating on Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate all the support. Tomorrow, coming up on the Friday episode of Movies or Locked On Angels, rather, we're going to be covering some Shohei Ohtani fun on our Fry Dumb segment. We have dumb things that we talk about on Fridays. We have plenty of fun tomorrow on Friday, so check us out on Friday. We're going to have some good stuff. All right, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Later.